Well, basically, we know we'd have an initial kind of meeting about, you know, where we were going to host it, and then just getting the registration links, and then trying to recruit some supporters and people from the club to take part. So it's a fairly, you know, it's not a really complicated process. So, you know, there's still time for people to sign up to our sleepout if they like. You know, there's still well over a week to go, or, you know, if they keep an eye out for maybe other sleepouts in their communities, whether it's a Sligo or further afield, you know, we'd encourage everyone to take part. It's not a hard thing to sign up, and no matter how much you raise, whether it's 30 or 50 euro or 1,000 euro, you know, everything is important, everything counts, and every donation is really, really vital.
Yeah, and do you feel it's important for Rovers to keep these events kind of going, especially being a community club?
Absolutely. Like, it's key of the club ethos, and, you know, the work I'm doing and others in the club. It's, you know, we've said it before that, you know, sometimes what clubs are about is more than what happens on the pitch on a Friday or Saturday night. So that it's important to us to engage with our supporters in as many different ways as we can, and also to outreach to those communities that, you know, are impacted, whether it's by an issue like homelessness or racism or discrimination because of disability. You know, we try to make sure that everyone, no matter what their background, has a part to play in the club. So yeah, events like this are critical for what we stand for as a club and as a community club.